Hello family, welcome to another episode of PSD Experience. I am Pastor Stephen Dairo and I am glad you are listening. Happy New Year. As we step into the year 2026, one thing is already clear, one thing is already sure, one thing is already certain. The year didn't wait for anyone. The year did not wait for anyone. Today happened to be another day in the year 2026. Yesterday is gone, day before yesterday is gone. The year didn't wait for anyone. The running up and down has begun. Deadlines are staring at us. Expectations are loud. Bills, plans, goals, targets, and the silent prayer to do better than last year are already knocking. And the truth is this. The loss of peace in the face of trouble often exposes our human weakness. The loss of peace in the face of all these deadlines that are staring at us, expectations that are loud, bills, plans, goals, targets, and the silent prayer to do better than last year, they can serve as a trouble that takes away our peace. And the loss of peace in the face of trouble often exposes our human weakness. Many people didn't lose peace because they failed. They lost peace because they started thinking ahead without God in the picture. Let me repeat that again. Many people did not lose peace because they failed, but they lost their peace because they started thinking ahead without God in the picture. But in the middle of pressure, in the middle of meeting up with deadlines, the middle of thinking about bills, plans, achieving things, God gives us a word for this year. God gives us a word for this year. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 to 14. The Bible says, "Do not be afraid. Stand still. Do not be afraid. Stand still. In the face of prayer, do not be afraid. Stand still. In the face of thinking about achieving things, do not be afraid. Stand still. In the face of meeting up with deadlines, do not be afraid. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. This scripture is not just history because it happened before we were born. It's not just history. It is a prophetic instruction for 2026. For those that are listening to me, families, friends that are listening to me all over the world, this scripture, Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, is not just history. It is a prophetic instruction for the year 2026. God is saying, this year, I will fight for you. I will fight for you. But what must you do? The Lord is saying, I will fight for you. But what must you do? You must guard your peace. You must guard your peace. What does it mean when God says, I will fight for you? What does it mean when God says, I will fight for you? Number one, it means God is taking care of you. Number one thing that the Lord is saying in this verse, Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 to 14, that says, I will fight for you. You will hold your peace. What does it mean when God says, I will fight for you? Number one thing is that it means God is taking care of you. When God says, He will fight for you, He is saying, I will take responsibility for your well-being. The Lord is saying, I will take responsibility for your well-being in the year 2026. Fighting on your behalf is a dimension of divine care. I want you to know that fighting on your behalf is a dimension of God's care. For the Lord to say, I will fight for you, the Lord is saying, I will take care of you. God is saying, I will care for you so deeply that I won't allow what is bigger than you to overwhelm you. That is what this scripture is telling us. The Lord is telling us that I will care for you. I will care for you so deeply that what is bigger than you will not be able to overwhelm you. This is how peace comes. This is how peace comes. Peace comes as a result of we, knowing that the Lord is fighting for us, even in the face of what is bigger than us, because we know that God will take care of it. This is how peace comes, not from absence of battles, but from the assurance of divine care. Not from the absence of battle, but from the assurance of divine care. Then number two thing, what does it mean when the Lord says, I will fight for you? Number two is that it means God will get it done for you. It means God will get it done for you. On this episode, we'll just be talking about two of what it means for God to fight for us. What it means for God to fight for us. We'll just be talking about two on this particular episode, and on the subsequent episode, we'll be finishing. Number two, it means God will get it done for you. Don't forget what number one says. Number one says that it means God is taking care of you. Number two, it means God will get it done for you. One of the strongest ways God fight for his people is by accomplishing what they cannot accomplish on their own. One of the ways God fight for his people is by accomplishing what they cannot accomplish on their own. I will repeat it again. One of the strongest ways God fight for his people is by accomplishing what they cannot accomplish on their own. So in the year 2026, God is saying to you, God is saying to me, God is saying to every one of us that I will get the hard part done for you. I will handle what is bigger than you. I will get the hard part done for you. I will complete what you started but couldn't finish. The Lord is telling someone that I will complete what you started but you couldn't finish in the year 2025. I will complete what you started but couldn't finish in the year 2025. This is what the Lord is telling someone out there. This is what the Lord is telling me. This is what the Lord is telling you. I will step into places where your strength failed you. The Lord is saying, I will step into places where your strength filled you in the year 2025. The Lord is telling someone there, the Lord is telling me, the Lord is telling you that he will step into places where our strength filled us in the year 2025. Everything that was too heavy, too complex, or too delayed last year, God is saying, I will get it done for you. So declare this with me. Declare this with me. What was impossible and unachievable for me in the year 2025, and I decree and declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Lord will accomplish it for me in the year 2025, and I will hold my peace. The Lord will fight for me in the year 2025, and I will hold my peace. Don't forget, we already discussed that when the Lord fights your battle, it means that the Lord will get it done for you, and it means that the Lord is taking care of you. So as you step into this year, remember this: peace is not passive, it is confident in divine involvement. In the next episode, we will go deeper into how God fights for us by carrying our burdens, delivering us, and remove limitations. Don't miss it. This is the PSD experience. Stay peaceful. God is fighting for you. I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. God bless you.